Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, January 24th. I hope you're safe. Coming up.
This is among the most dangerous storms that Ireland will have faced.
Storm Éowyn bears down on Ireland and new cabinet holds its first meeting. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, there's a danger to life as the whole country comes under a red wind warning this morning. Storm Éowyn is bringing damaging and destructive gusts of over 130 kilometres an hour and is already making an impact. News Talk's Tara Duggan reports.
The red alert is already in place across most counties this morning, leading to extremely dangerous travelling conditions. Schools and creches will stay closed, while public transport also won't operate during a storm Éowyn. There's a risk of fallen trees along with wave overtopping and power outages. Already tens of thousands of ESB customers are without supply, and the company expects the storm will cause extensive damage to electricity infrastructure. It's asking people to stay clear of fallen electricity wires and says its crews will be out to restore electricity once the red warning is lifted. Over 200 incoming and outgoing flights have been cancelled at Dublin Airport. Employees are urged to work from home where possible.
The record for the maximum ever gust of wind in Ireland has been broken overnight. Met Éireann says a gust of 183 kilometres an hour was recorded at Mace Head, breaking the previous record of 182 kilometres per hour, which has stood since 1945. Gusts of 139 and 137 kilometres per hour were also recorded in Knock and Shannon respectively. The highest mean wind speed since the storm began was 130 kilometres per hour at Mace Head, which is a hurricane force wind. The Irish Airline Pilots Association is concerned some airlines are asking their staff to go to work during the red warning. IALPA President Captain Mark Tighe says staff shouldn't have to make their way to work at Dublin Airport in these conditions.
In this red warning we have, where the government clearly say the advice is to shelter in place, it's almost beggar's belief that the Dublin Airport is open at all, being a state enterprise. People are being asked to go out into this red warning, to go to the airport to work for the various airlines and businesses that operate in the airport.
Éireann Roth Éireann spokesperson Barry Kenny says with no trains running this morning, there will be knock-on effects after the red warning lifts later today.
Right now, there are no services anywhere on the Éireann Air network this morning with the status red warning coming through. As that clears, we can expect significant disruption after the red warnings as well. There will obviously be a lot of fallen trees and potentially other debris on our rail lines. We'll be sending crews out to make sure that it's safe for trains to operate.
In other news, the newly appointed cabinet of the 34th Dáil held their first meeting last night at Áras an Uachtaráin. It marks the formal ratification of the new programme for government. News Talk's Jessica Woodlock reports.
It was the calm before the storm in Áras an Uachtaráin last night as each of the new cabinet ministers received their seals of office from President Michael D. Higgins and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. The 15 government ministers, which includes five who were new to a senior ministerial role, then headed into their first cabinet meeting. They were joined by three super junior ministers, which includes Noel Grealish and Sean Canny from the Regional Independent Group. It's understood Micheál Martin congratulated the new cabinet before briefing them on the government's priorities for the 34th Dáil. However, the first orders of business will have to wait until the 5th of February when the Dáil resumes after a two-week break.
Ireland has an average of 41 creche places for every 73 children aged between the ages of 0 and 4. No constituency in the country has a 1-to-1 ratio. 10 constituencies average 2 children or more per place. Only 5 constituencies averaged 1.5 children per place or less. Alan Cantwell has more.
These figures from Gamma Labs compares the number of creche places with the number of children under the age of 4 across the 43 constituencies in the country. Dublin Bay South is the best performer with 1.4 children per place. This was followed by Dublin Rathdown, Galway East, Galway West, Limerick City and Sligo Leitrim, all with 1.5, who are the only other constituencies in the country with 1.5 children or less. 10 constituencies had a ratio of 2 children or more, with Cork South West and Dublin South West the worst performing constituencies with 2.2 children per place. Cork North Central, Dublin Mid West and Dublin West, as well as Offaly, all had ratios of 2.1.
US President Donald Trump will visit LA later to survey the damage from the ongoing wildfires. Yesterday, the California state legislature approved a $2.5 billion relief package. It comes as Mr. Trump is threatening to withhold federal aid unless the state alters its water management. Meanwhile, the US president has committed to cutting corporation tax for all companies who manufacture goods in the US. Speaking by video link at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Donald Trump told business leaders he's working to reverse inflation and illegal immigration while also boosting fossil fuel production. On corporation tax, President Trump says he will be making significant changes to benefit US manufacturing.
Come make your product in America and we will give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth. But if you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply you will have to pay a tariff, differing amounts, but a tariff which will direct hundreds of billions of dollars and even trillions of dollars into our treasury.
And in sport, in soccer, Manchester United have taken a big step toward qualification for the last 16 of the Europa League with a 2-1 victory against Rangers. Bruno Fernandes grabbed a stoppage time winner at Old Trafford as United moved up to fourth place in the standings. Spurs beat Hoffenheim 3-2 in Germany. Spurs manager Ange Postecoglou says his senior players stepped up.
Great leadership by the experienced players. We really needed them to stand up today. And I thought, you know, Matters and Sonny and Rodrigo, Benny, we're outstanding.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.